We should do 19, and then we'll be done for the day and start in the morning. Number 19. Right? Well, I said that before, but then I...
I'm going to take your 10 minutes top, so if you want to do special buck first and then MMA, that's fine.
How long will special buck take? That's what I was thinking, taking a while. So why don't we just do you at 19, and then we can quit for the day. We have plenty of time tomorrow. Well, I'd like to do that, but let's see.
3508.
Right. Let's see how you do, John, and if the group thinks we could do special buck, then we will. If they would rather we wait till the morning, we'll wait.
Good evening, Mr. Chair. I guess we can say evening. It's after 5 o'clock. So John Kotelnik, staff attorney, Game Fish Parks. If you turn your books to page 19, this will look somewhat familiar as we've been bringing these packages to you for the last several months. And just to kind of a refresher, this is a systematic review of our rules, going through something that Andy Albin and I have been doing with every single rule that we have, over 700 and some pages, looking at the rules, looking at ways we can reduce redundancy, increase the transparency of the rules, and just improve overall consistency. So you'll see a whole laundry list of rules that's in Chapter 6, which is the hunting chapter. So obviously that is the largest chapter we have. In fact, they have over 61 chapters in Chapter 6, sections in Chapter 6. So I won't go line by line and tell you everything that we did, unless you really want me to, but we might be here till 9 o'clock. No. So I will speak generally about Article 6. The things that we updated was going through and making sure that the correct authority was cited in each of the administrative rules, because in order to pass an administrative rule, the first thing that the IRC and the LRC look at is whether or not the commission has the authority to do what they do. So a lot of times, over the course of time, sometimes things got missed, and Andy and I go back over and make sure that the authority that's cited in the rule is in fact the actual authority that gave the commission to do what they did. So we updated a lot of the authority. Some of the other common themes that we did within this article was organizing certain chapters and sections into each other so that they made sense. If you're talking about, well, paddlefish will be in the next article, but we had paddlefish scattered out throughout the whole article, and we moved them all under one chapter. So things like that as far as organizing. And then clarity was a big one. There was a lot of times where we use different terms when we are actually talking about the same thing, so we went through and just uniformly adopted the same term as far as clarity. And then we just kind of went through and made sure things made common sense. One example that sticks out in my mind is that if you recall, last year we had an issue where our administrative rules say that you had to have your ice shacks off the ice by, I believe it's March 1st. No ands, ifs, or buts. If you guys recall, last year we were had quite a bit more snow than right now, and it would basically made it impossible for those gentlemen, for those ice fishermen, to get their ice shacks off the ice. And it was asked to me, it said, do we have the authority to extend that date? And the legal answer was no, but for out of safety concerns, it just made sense to extend it. So the thing that we added in that specific rule was the discretion of the secretary. He can extend that date based on weather circumstances and things like that. So those are the kind of things we did within Article 6 as well as Article 7. So I can go through and give you the same spiel about Article 7. But again, we looked at the authority. Article 7 is the fish chapter for those of you who aren't familiar with it. But we looked at the authority, how the rules are organized, made sure there was clarity, made sure that the terms they were using were consistent, and then again at the end of the day we applied just a common sense approach to make sure the rules that were out there actually made sense to achieve what the intent was. So with that, Mr. Chair, I'd ask a favorable vote on two. I guess you could do them two separately if you want. Article 6, Article 4106, and then on page 19A, Article 4107.
Move to approve 4106.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor of the 4106, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Now we approve 4107.
Is there a second? Discussion. If no discussion, all in favor of 4107, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes. So I think